communicating in a Christian marriage starts way before marriage. And it starts with being the best Christian single person you can be and carrying those lessons and those principles into a relationship and then discerning marriage properly or appropriately instead of jumping right into something. Now, God will always know the exact timetable on how long your discernment process is, but if you really want to share with the world what a Christian marriage that accepts sacrifice, that models after the cross, then it has to start with what Jeremiah is saying, it's the way you live your Christian life now. I feel that people know when something looks different. People, our peers especially, knows when something is a little bit countercultural, but at the same time, they can identify when something is good. And I think for us, the challenge is to be different, but also show them that this different is a good different. And really, it's a question of how do you evangelize? And it starts by modeling, really.
Sharing the good news and by your witness, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, by modeling too, you end up meeting people and people, like, you build relationships with the people around you, and then they see that even when you're single. Like, I don't know how many people have come to me that they're in a relationship and they want to like talk about it or vent about certain things, and like we as the single person who's kind of living that faith have the opportunity to evangelize in that moment, to be there for that person and kind of guide them in that right step where, you know, our God teaches in terms of like when they're struggling in their relationship. You know, and that's why it's important when we build community, we build relationships. Single people can help, you know, married people, and married people can also, or like couples can also help us as well. And, you know, it's like iron sharpens iron. So it's kind of that sense of when you build those types of relationships, you can easily teach, because we're not expecting to go out and like share it with the whole world. Like, this is what marriage is about. It's more on, it's the people around you, the people that you, that kind of see you in your daily life. And they see that in the way that we live and in the way that we talk. If we're authentic in the way that we live, and if we're authentic in the way that we listen and respond to the things that they're going through. And I feel like that's the best way that we can kind of help them shine a light on the beauty and the beautiful struggle of what marriage is.
That's great.